The namesake of a large public housing complex in Nashville is being remembered today for his contributions to healthcare. John Henry Hale and his wife Millie are being inducted into the Tennessee Healthcare Hall of Fame, housed at Belmont University. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The Hales converted the upstairs of their home near Meharry Medical College into a makeshift hospital for black patients who were turned away from white institutions. This was in the early 1900s. The hospital would soon take over the whole house. Millie, who was a nurse, ran the operation. John Henry, an accomplished surgeon who, according to his obituary, conducted 30,000 operations, moonlighted at the hospital while working as a professor at Meharry. Lorelia Hale Freeman is a Spanish teacher in Atlanta and one of the few living descendants. She's receiving the Hall of Fame honor on behalf of her great-grandparents and says their work remains relevant.
To say that Hale Hospital was a relic, a thing of the past, I'm not sure that maybe we need to be thinking about whether smaller, culturally based healthcare facilities are necessary in today's America.
This year's inductees to the Tennessee Healthcare Hall of Fame also include Matthew Walker Sr., who started a clinic still in existence on Jefferson Street, Vanderbilt infectious disease expert William Schaffner, and Lynn Massengill, founder of a doctor staffing company, Team Health. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.